Welcome to the Joey Mitchell Podcast, Celebrity Interviews. Joey's been broadcasting his radio show throughout California for over 51 years and has interviewed hundreds of celebrities. Most of these interviews have only aired once. Now, he's decided to share them once again. Every week, a new celebrity with a behind-the-scenes peek into what happened before and after the interview. So sit back, relax, and get set to travel back in time. Here's Joey.
Thanks, Todd, and welcome back to Celebrity Interviews with me, Joey Mitchell. Today, we take a look at the incredible documentary maker, Ken Burns. I'm sure you've heard of some of his best-known documentary series like The Civil War, Baseball, Jazz, The War, National Parks, The Roosevelts, The Vietnam War, The West, Country Music, and so many more. Ken was born Ken Lauren Burns on July 29, 1953, in Brooklyn, New York. He's the son of Lila Smith, a biotechnician, and Robert Kyle Burns, at the time a graduate student in cultural anthropology at Columbia University in Manhattan. Incidentally, the documentary filmmaker Rick Burns is his younger brother. Ken worked originally as a cinematographer for the BBC, Italian television, and others. And in 1977, having completed some documentary short films, he began working on adapting David McCulloch's book, The Great Bridge, about the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge. It earned him an Academy Award nomination for Best Documentary and ran on PBS in the U.S. Burns' secret is he often gives life to still photographs by slowly zooming out subjects of interest and panning from one subject to another. It's long been used in film production where it's known as the rostrum camera. It's been used decades prior to Burns' work in the Canadian documentary short City of Gold in 1957. Now, an example of his technique, as deployed by Burns, is in a photograph of a baseball team. He might slowly pan across the faces of the players and come to rest on the player who's the subject of the narrator. This technique, possibly in many professional and home software applications, is now termed the Ken Burns effect, and I bring it up in our interview. Here now is documentarian Ken Burns.
7:50 here on a Friday morning with Joey Mitchell on K-Hits 92.1. If you've been fortunate enough to see the Civil War, baseball, jazz, all Ken Burns documentaries, you've seen history in the making. And now you're about to, well, venture into something incredible. And according to Ken Burns himself, the best he's done yet. It's called The War, and it's a salute to World War II, a seven-part epic documentary that begins this Sunday on PBS. And guess who's on the phone? Mr. Burns himself. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I mean, I understand this took 6.5 years to make. Is that right?
That's right. We wanted to tell the Second World War from the bottom up. We didn't think we needed another documentary that was focused on weapons and armaments and strategy and tactics and all things political and about the generals. We wanted to focus on so-called real, ordinary people doing their stuff on the front lines and in the home front. And so we pick four geographically distributed cities, Waterbury, Connecticut, Mobile, Alabama, tiny Laverne, Minnesota, and Sacramento.
How'd you pick those four cities? How'd you come
to... We wanted to have geographical distribution, but we wanted to have a kind of randomness. We wanted to pick towns that wouldn't be the first choice of everybody in any of that places so that we could go in free of preconception. Mm-hmm. We have no baggage. We're not doing Seattle or L.A. or San Francisco. We're doing Sacramento, and it permits us to go in there, meet regular human beings, and get a real sense of what happened during the Second World War, both on the home front and the battlefront.
Mm-hmm. Now, with all the footage that you had available to you, and all the film and the still pictures, how do you settle on what the 15 hours is going to be like?
Well, what we did is we let these towns tell us. We interviewed more than 600 people. We advertised our presence. Sacramento Bee did an amazing job letting people know we were there. We reached out to the archives and the historical societies, the veterans groups. And we ended up talking collectively in our four towns to over 600 people. And then we ruled out some folks that weren't in combat, realized that a lot of these folks are still keeping their horrible secrets to themselves, but we've identified about 40 folks that we interviewed, and we found out their stories, and then what we did is we tried to interweave all of their stories some of them larger than others, but interweave them, set against the backdrop of the sort of macroscopic view of the Second World War, we put the microscopic view of their stories. And it's very effective because when you see an arrow on a map, it's not just an abstraction. You know somebody who's landing there. You know what his mama said to him in Italian before he left. You know what he, you know, you care about him. You've got his high school graduation picture. You know what his brothers and sisters look like. So you're really bound in a personal way. So you're absolutely right. This is the biggest cataclysm in human history, the biggest human event that's ever taken place. You have to find a way to limit it. And we just said we're going to do the American perspective, and most of our folks are going to come from these four places.
How do you stay focused over 6.5 years on a project like that?
You know, in this case, it's the obligation to the people that you met. If they're willing to sit down and spill the beans, tell us stories they haven't told anyone before, and in fact, some people say, in the middle of the interview, the kids listening in would go, "Pop, you never told us."
Wow.
And you just feel like you're there at the moment of the birth of memory, or at least express memory. And it's a privilege and also a responsibility to sort of get it right, to go into the archives around the world and find the footage that corroborates visually what they said. And for me, you know, the Civil War series was our great-great-grandparents at a great distance of more than a century and a quarter with still photographs. These are our parents or our grandparents at a complete intimacy. And so you could actually watch this series sitting next to somebody who was actually there where we say you are.
Do tears come to their eyes as they remember fallen comrades as if it were yesterday?
I'm sorry?
Do tears come to some of these soldiers' eyes as they remember their fallen comrades as if it were yesterday?
That's exactly right. This is the thing that we forget, is that memory is not of the past. It's now. It's on our hard drive.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Who is Lynn Novick, your co-producer and director? Did she work with you on the other projects?
She's worked with me for a lot of them on baseball and Frank Lloyd Wright and jazz. She has been my one of my principal producing partners, and she was an equal co-equal maker of this film. She did the lion's share of the interviews. She was the day-to-day general that ran our staff. I'm so glad that you gave me a chance to say how important she is to this production.
We're talking to Ken Burns. Of course, he is the documentarian who's done so many great works in the past, and so I expect nothing but the best with the Sunday premiere of The War, a 7-part epic documentary on PBS. You know, one of your techniques, which is a still photograph that you pan and zoom out of and make come alive, has become the Ken Burns effect. Did you know that? That's what they call it now.
Yes, on all Apple programs.
Yeah.
They've got a thing called the Ken Burns effect.
I use it all the time on my commercials. And
I get people stop me all the time and say, "Thank you. It just takes my slideshow and makes it that much more interesting. It takes my home movies and gets them in a way that they can really communicate to other folks."
Well, all of us with an Apple can do that, but how did you come about to create something like that?
It's all Apple's genius. What I did is I just said, why hold an old photograph at arm's length?
Mm-hmm.
It may be the closest thing we have to the reality of the moment. And, you know, we just went into them, and I treated them like a feature filmmaker would a long shot, knowing it had the possibility of a medium shot, a close shot, an insert, a pan, all the stuff that feature filmmakers do, but I wanted to live inside a photograph, and in a way, not only with the way we shot it, but sound effects and music and voice, bring it alive, sort of will it to life.
Yeah.
And I think people have responded to that since we started using it about 25, 30 years ago, and I think that's what prompted the folks at Apple to sort of work a program that permits folks to take their own photos and do the same thing.
That's got to make you feel good when you see something like that. On the Civil War, so much of the character and the feel, the ambiance, was because of the narration. Are there narrators on war, or are the soldiers' voices themselves?
Well, we have, you know, these folks who are alive, 40 of them, that tell you the story of the war. We made a deal with ourselves that if you weren't in the war, on the front lines or at home waiting anxiously for someone you love to come back, you're not in our film. And so it frees us from the kind of abstracting that even the greatest historians necessarily have to do. Shelby Foote excluded. He was so in his own category. But what you've got is direct from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Ken Burns, you've got to see it, The War, and it premieres Sunday, the 23rd on PBS. Ken, thanks so much for sharing a little bit of what it was like with us here.
Well, I'm so happy that you've given me this megaphone, and I hope everyone in the sound of my voice understands that we have an important responsibility to our audience, too. This is a seven-part, 14-and-a-half-hour series, but I promise if you give me your attention for those 14-and-a-half hours, I will not disappoint you for one moment.
And I doubt it not in the least. Ken Burns, filmmaker, documentarian, The War. Don't miss it on PBS. Thanks, Ken. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for you to you, too. Thanks so much.
7:58 at K-Hits 92.1.
That's all for today's episode of Celebrity Interviews with Joey Mitchell. Join us again next week for another well-known celebrity that most likely only aired once on Joey's show until now. Now you can subscribe to the podcast at patreon.com/Joey Mitchell Podcast. patreon.com/Joey Mitchell Podcast. And you'll never miss an episode or extras only available to subscribers. Please visit and like Joey Mitchell's podcast on Facebook and tell us what you think. Thanks for listening.